You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Plantation, Pineapple Rum and Bedford Soda and Liquor.
I'm here at Bedford Soda and Liquor with Ben. And I have just experienced my first round of, what's the name of the cocktail?
It's called the Polynesian Pangula Volcano.
Just having another pass at getting some better audio for your sake, listener. I must say the cocktail is delicious. Nice and citrusy, lots of good rum in there. This one's actually based on Plantation original dark rum. So Ben, I'll leave it to you and you can talk me through how this cocktail is made and how what people might expect when they come to Bedford Soda and Liquor.
Yeah, of course, man. So first off, the cocktail is, like you said, Plantation original dark based. So we're going to start off with 50 mils of that as our kind of, that's going to add our richness, that's going to give you that real, like you were saying before, that real like rum taste that you get. We are blending it with a couple of others. So the next one we're blending with is Appleton's Estate Reserve. 50 mil also, and then we're going to use just 10 mil of Cruzan Blackstrap rum. We were saying before, that's like your piratey, spicy, real dark. It just looks, if you were here looking at the bottle, you'd be able to tell it looks much, much darker than the other two, and that's going to add that sort of bite to it. Then we go in with two different sweeteners. So we're using a pomegranate syrup, it's also known as grenadine. I'm just going to put 15 mil of that in there as well. So that's just half a shot. And then we're doing the same amount, so another half shot, but we're using a passion fruit syrup this time, not a pomegranate one. It's just for all those tropical flavors you get, you know, you want some sweetness to it, as well as just, you can't just have 110 mils of rum in there. You need something to sweeten it out a little bit. And then to add a little bit of some levels, a little bit of some balance, we're using some different bitters. So we're going in with Angostura bitters. I'll just put 3 dashes. And then we're gonna go in with Bitterman's Tiki Bitters. The Tiki Bitters is just like a super flavor concentrate, essentially. You know, it's like adding vanilla extract to your baking or anything like that. You just need a few little drops. It's on a little pipette, a few little drops, and it's just gonna change the whole way that you experience the drink. We're gonna pretty much, now that we've got all of that in our shaker, we're gonna add 2 even parts of apple juice and pineapple juice. Obviously being a cocktail bar, you know, we have our nice fresh juice on hand with our big juicer and all of that. If you're at home, it's perfectly okay to go down to the store and buy some. Get yourself some of that real McCoy, you know, whatever is going on. So we'll throw some ice in this shaker now. The bottom shaker does get pretty full because this is a sharing one. This is like a 2 to 4 people kind of deal. So we're only going to be able to use a little bit of ice. But you'll get to see my shake face, so.
Cruising in at a casual 6'5" is quite an impressive sight to behold watching this fine strapping young man shake a cocktail shaker.
Exactly.
Big man, small shaker. Story of my life.
Sweet, so we're going to strain this. We were saying last time as well that the look of this tiki bowl, the best way to describe it to you, I think Johnny came up with, was it's like a watermelon's been halved and just kind of cored out with a big volcano sticking through. So the drink is going to go around the volcano and we're going to just strain that in now. I'm not going to use any of our sieves or anything like that because we're about to load up some crushed ice as well.
Just give me some measurements on all the ingredients that you just chucked into the shaker just before we strain it out.
Right, yeah, so we had our 50-50 rum blend, so 50 mils of Plantation Original Dark, 50 mils of Appleton Estate, 10 mils of our Cruzan Blackstrap, 15 of our pomegranate, 15 of our passion fruit, 5 dashes of our tiki bitters, 3 of our Angostura bitters, and we just filled it up equally, pouring at the same speed with just pineapple and apple juice, and you just fill that baby up so it's nice and tasty.
And give them a sort of a wet shake, and we're good to strain into the half a watermelon.
Yeah, so I'll make sure we ice up the bowl as well, keep the cocktail nice and cold, nice and tasty. The more ice, the slower it melts, so you don't want it to be watery, so always pack it full of as much ice as we can. Now that we've strained the cocktail in, we're gonna add some nice sort of crushed ice to the top. This is for that real tiki feel. I already feel if I'm gonna drink a tiki drink, I need to have some crushed ice in there. I need to feel like I'm on the beach somewhere, you know, like sipping away and all my problems are gone. And then the crushed ice gives us a real good sort of hold for. We're gonna throw some mint in here, make it look real pretty. We were saying before at Bedford Ponsonby, one of our big deals is always presentation. You know, you always taste with your eyes, we like to say. And
I can say that it looks bloody good and it tastes great.
Yeah, well, there you go. Cool. While we're on the note of presentation, we're gonna fill up our volcano in the center as well. So we're going back to plantation, but not the original dark. We're using the old-fashioned traditional dark this time. So still a dark rum, but this guy comes in around 70%. Super boozy, obviously, and that's what is going to allow us to light it on fire. And you're about to find out why we call it a volcano. So this goes in the center here. We're going to light this up just with a standard lighter. I have here my blazing tin, which is like a little copper pot. This is just super heat proof. I have some OFTD in here as well, some of that plantation. And all I'm doing is pouring it. It's really hard to describe like what's happening, but all I'm doing is pouring it. We pour it, bring it up, so this is basically a big long flame of flaming rum going into your drink. And I'm throwing heaps of cinnamon at it as well. It's sparking.
Well, you're doing this here on the bar. Is this the sort of thing that you'd usually do at the table with the guests?
Yeah, certainly if it's ordered at the table, but more often than not, if two or three of your mates are sitting at the bar and you order it at the bar, it's gonna be done there. If you want it brought out to a table, we get a lot of the Instagrams, a lot of boomerangs these days, you know, like, I mean, that's what it's all about, you know. It's about, you want to create an experience that you guys are going to talk about tomorrow and share and be like, ah, oh, my birthday had this thing. And since you're left with a 70% shot in the middle, if you are coming for a birthday, that's obligatory.
Catch the bus home, everyone. Catch the bus home.
Uber. Catch Uber. Uber's cheap these days. Come on. Take shots. Take Ubers. Yeah, awesome, man.
Hey mate, this is one heck of a drink. I'm on sort of halfway through the first one, so look out, Auckland. Come and get some Bedford soda and liquor. Cheers, mate.
Awesome. No worries, man. Pleasure.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Plantation Pineapple Rum and Bedford Soda and Liquor.